It's nearly impossible to go anywhere in this area right now without seeing a number 12, and that can mean only one thing here, Seahawks. Now the Seahawks organization wants to make it official. They want to trademark the number 12. They'd also like to add the word boom to their lengthy trademark list. Linguist Ben Zimmer keeps an eye on what words get trademarked, and he told me it might seem crazy to us, but it just might be possible for the Seahawks to get a limited trademark for 12.
That way they're not saying that any use of the number 12 is somehow protected and only for use by the Seahawks, but for specific commercial purposes and possibly combined with certain designs that they can say are distinctively associated with the Seahawks.
When did the whole process of trademarking words and phrases become a thing in this country?
It goes back to 19th century when Congress first tried to set up a general trademark statute, basically. But our current system is based on an act that was passed by Congress in 1946 called the Lanham Act. And it was set up with good intentions, this whole system of laws. Just in the same way that a patent should be protected if you have some great new invention, the idea with the trademark is that if you've come up with a name or a logo, you want to be able to associate that with something that you're selling without it getting confused with something else on the market.
Ben, here in the Pacific Northwest, one word that has been problematic is the word Olympic, as it refers to the Olympic Peninsula, Olympic National Park. Many businesses take that name, Olympic Paints, for example, Olympic Fruits, whatever. And I know the International Olympic Committee has gone after some of those companies, or the U.S. Olympic Committee. I understand Pepsi or Coke or Doritos, but when we talk about things that are a little bit more generic, like Olympic or the word boom or the number 12, those seem like different circumstances to me.
Right. Well, I mean, if you can make your case that you have a particular word or phrase that is really associated strongly with your company or your organization, this is the legal apparatus as it is now. For instance, Texas A&M gets the trademark for the 12th man. That means that they have to go after everyone who might use the 12th man for commercial purposes. And they had a long kind of struggle with the Seattle Seahawks mm-hmm. before they agreed on a contract that would allow for limited use of the Seahawks to use the 12th man as long as they pay $5,000 a year to Texas A&M. Because the danger is, if others are using it, that trademark gets diluted and it could eventually be considered generic. And once it's generic, then they will have no trademark protection whatsoever. So it can get a little dizzying, especially when we're dealing again with sort of very common words and phrases like the number 12 or boom, for instance.
Why are we seeing so many more attempts to trademark words and phrases now?
Well, I think that corporations and companies have gotten sort of more litigious about these things in general. And we see that especially, I think, with tech companies. There's always a kind of a mad scramble to sort of get your brand name for a particular product or your website. And the tech companies are constantly fighting each other over a kind of a namespace, which is actually rather limited because you want to be able to scramble to get a particular domain name and have that associated with your company and not somebody else's company. And so we see, for instance, Facebook wants to protect its brand, but it's not just protecting Facebook, but actually face and book, as well as other pretty common four-letter words like wall, poke. So, for instance, there was a travel site called Placebook. There was an educational website called Teachbook. And once Facebook's lawyers showed up, they realized that they had to actually rename themselves because they didn't want to have to fight in court just to maintain the name of their website that happened to have book in it, just like Facebook.
So just to be clear for all our fans, if we're sitting at home or in a bar with our friends talking about ourselves as the 12th man or woman or boom, right now we're safe using those words as private citizens.
Oh, yes. You'll always be safe just using them as private citizens. It's when you try to use them commercially and make a profit off of them, you get into trouble. With the Super Bowl coming up, you might notice that a lot of TV stations and radio stations might actually avoid using the words Super Bowl. They'll tell you about the big game. Even ESPN, for instance, in their promos will tell you about bowl predictions for the big game, just because they don't want to get on the bad side of the NFL that owns the trademark for Super Bowl and says that only official sponsors can use those words. And so, even a big company like ESPN has to be very, very careful in how it uses these words that are protected under law.
Jaw-dropping, isn't it? Linguist Ben Zimmer, whether the language is trademarked or not, there's going to be a whole lot of boom and a lot of cheering 12s on Sunday when the Super Bowl, oh, excuse me, the big game kicks off in Arizona.